Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary number 91 on the 13th of November, 2019. At 1500 UTC, attending the call today, we have Dunko, Eric, Ram, Kaveh, Russ, Jabera, Denise, and Lauren. Apologies from Alan, Boban, Carrie Ann, and Jennifer. Attending from ICANN.org, we have Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather has joined us. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'd like to turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Hi. So the big thing that we need to do is follow up from the very fruitful meeting we had in Montreal. Heather pulled together a document that has all of the findings and the recommendations together and found out there were some recommendations that did not actually have findings. So what we need to do is get people to put pen to paper. She sent out a spreadsheet, is a Google spreadsheet. That lists the areas that need writing. And I sent out a note with the link and asked people to sign up. And hey, four of them got signed up, but we have others that need signed up for. And I'd like to see if I can twist some arms on the call today so that we can get the writing finished in terms of having raw material for each of the sections. Someone put a question in one of them. We'll get to that as it comes along. There are 12 chunks of writing, so one third of them have already been claimed. The first one is that Workstream 2 needs a pointer to the bylaws that are aligned with doing that. So I think that was part of the introductory material. And I would like to have a volunteer to take a stab at that section. You've got the one from Workstream 3 you can steal from. Someone, please.
Russ, this is Denise. So is this just a paragraph referencing the relevant bylaw sections?
That is my understanding about what's missing, yes.
Responsibility? Okay.
Yes. Were you asking a clarifying question, or are you putting your hand up?
Well, if no one else is volunteering, then yes, you can put my name down, and I'll make sure it gets done.
Thank you. The next one was the C-suite position, and Carrie already volunteered to do that, but says, Denise, I'd like your help. And the next one that needs is for the security risk management. And I'll note that basically this is the whole work stream, the security risk management, the business continuity management, and the disaster recovery planning. The first one needs findings, and the other two need to be linked to the ICANN strategic plan.
Russ, this is Heather. Technically, they need findings as well, but I was the one that put in the question. Could we just combine the findings for those three areas since they are so intertwined? I thought Boban would be very good for that if he would be willing.
Yes, I think it's very reasonable to have a section of findings followed by three recommendations, one in each of these areas, if that's what you meant. I know Boban's not on the call, but he does seem like the right guy for this.
This is Brenda. I'd like to announce that in chat, Vera offered to do the security risk management session.
I'm sorry, who did?
Tabera Matagaro.
Okay. Cool. All right, Lauren, can I tag you for the strategic objective links?
Yes, that's okay. And I think I can contact Boban because I've talked to him about this. I'll drop in an email because he can't be on the call, but I'm sure he can kind of help out as well.
Okay, cool. Okay, needs findings, the DNS testbed. I note that Eric already took the DNS over HTTPS, so I'd like to tag somebody other than Eric if that's possible. Eric, I'm not hearing anybody put their hand up. Can you do it?
Which one is this? I'm sorry, I missed the beginning.
DNS testbed.
Sure. Yes, I can do that. Sure.
Okay. IANA portal. This is the one that we talked a fair amount by email at the end. And I believe it is now greatly reduced to two-factor authentication and use digital signature on emails, and all the rest of it has been thwarted to or removed based on work that we learned about that's already going on. And so somebody who actually deals with root zone management would probably be the best person here, or someone who attended the first LA meeting. Come on, somebody.
This is Heather. Elaine isn't on the call, but he seemed to have quite a number of opinions on it. Could we ask him to do it?
Okay, I'll put him as a placeholder. Thank you. Name collisions. This is something that needs to be sorted out before we have another GTLD round.
Wasn't Scott McCormick interested in this?
He might have been. Is he on call?
I haven't.
We can haven't. Volunteer please come around the call?
Oh. I think he is interested. I don't know if he'll deliver. That's my concern. I will put him as a placeholder and send him email. And the last one, there's someone put a comment in, maybe we should just delete this one. I think that's what NIX means. The research and briefings, I think that comment comes from the panel that was held by the board on Monday, where they said, please make all of your recommendations significant, as well as a bunch of other things. And the question was, did this rise to that level? So I think the proposal by, I don't even know who typed that in there, Lauren, is that we drop this recommendation from our findings, our whole report.
That was me. This is Eric. I was the one who put Nick's in there. It was based on some conversations I had with folks.
Okay.
I agree. Like, this while important, it might not have the level of the other ones. But I think Casey was also trying to speak.
I just didn't hear the conversations at Montreal, so I'm wondering what inspired. I'd have to go read the section before I decide they're not significant, and I don't know what significant means, how it's measured.
It's not measured. It means we think it's significant. Anyway, I personally think this one is much lower impact than the other things in our report. In terms of the amount of improvement to ICANN.
So this is Heather. Casey, just so you don't have to go digging around, I put a link into the chat about the whole significant question and how do you measure that and where did that come from. That was part of the output from the board and what they would really like to see in the reviews and recommendations. If you scroll down to the very bottom of page 3, the principle for effective recommendations. That's kind of where this comes from.
Thank you, Heather. That is helpful.
One observation from a hallway discussion was, isn't that what Tech Day is supposed to do? Which is not entirely completely aligned, but significant research results could certainly be briefed as part of Tech Day.
So put my name on this and I'll go review it and see if I agree that it should be fixed. My experience is that there's a whole bunch of research that doesn't get in front of ICANN. So when I read whoever put this recommendation together, I thought it would have a significant impact to ICANN because some of that stuff would be. Well, okay, I'll take the pen for that.
So Casey, if you find that you want to keep it, could you write the fact that there's a whole bunch of significant research that doesn't get in front of ICANN?
Yes.
That's really all we're looking for in the findings.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll leave that one to you. Thank you. If we could get this done in the next 2 weeks or so, that'd be really good. Okay. This was the most important thing to get done so that we can have the corpus of work all in one place. All right, I will send notes as soon as we hang up to Alon and to Scott, ask them to do that. And if for whatever reason they are unable to, I will write to the whole team and say, we need a different volunteer. Okay, was there anything else on the agenda today?
Hi, Russ. This is Nagar. Yes, we have one more item, which is an item that Casey had brought on about the tool that ESSAC is using for prioritizing.
Right. So that was discussed in Montreal. ESSAC uses a tool for prioritization, and I didn't know anything about this tool, and I think someone was given an action item to find out whether we could use it, and I think that was staff. I'm not sure.
I don't remember if there was a tool. This is KC. There's a survey mechanism. It might have been kind of manual, or it might have been a Survey Monkey kind of thing. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a tool, although by some measure. It was a method, and the method was really about just getting people's gut feelings about prioritization, and I wouldn't call it necessarily a good method, but at least it would put on the table how people feel about it, and then we could launch a conversation about it from that.
Can you give us a pointer to the process?
Yeah, let me, I'll just ask a sec.
Okay, cool. If you could just send that to the list so that we can apply it.
Yep.
Because that discussion certainly got bogged down. All right. Thank you, Casey. Is there any other business then? All right. Short call today. Thank you. Please do your writing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.